Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and this is the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode is called Change Your Perspective and Change Your World. Before I begin today's episode, I want to let you know that I'll be discussing an attempted suicide. And while I believe in talking about things openly and honestly and directly, I know that this topic can be difficult for some people, so I wanted to put that out there before you got too far into the episode. Epictetus said, "It is not so much what happens to you as how you think about what happens." So this last week, I read a very powerful and moving story about a baseball player named Drew Johnson. Now, growing up, baseball was one of the most important things in Drew's life. And in his professional career, he bounced around in the minor leagues for a while and occasionally was called up to play in the major leagues. But even when he was succeeding, Drew always felt like he was a failure. And last spring, after years of struggling with his mental health, Drew tried to take his own life. But to his surprise and luck, he failed. After having survived a bullet wound in his head, Drew was surprised to find himself still alive the next day. It had been almost 20 hours, and as he sat there thinking about his situation, he held the gun in one hand and his phone in the other with 911 typed in. And he had a choice. He could use the gun to finish what he started, or he could hit the green dial button and call for help. As he weighed his options, Drew suddenly had the will to live. He decided that the fact that he had survived this long meant that he was supposed to stay alive. He just had to figure out why and what he should do with this second chance. When he called 911, the operator was really surprised that he was still alive after 20 hours. The police quickly arrived in the situation, and as they waited for the ambulance, an officer asked him why he had tried to kill himself. He simply said, "Because I hate myself." Marcus Aurelius said, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love." The next morning when Drew woke up from surgery, he felt gratitude and love towards his family and friends, the fact that he was breathing, and the fact that he even had a nice blue blanket to keep him warm in recovery. The failed attempt on his life had given him a clarity in his life that most people never find. He found a new courage in being honest as possible with everyone in his life. He tells them how much he loves them, and when he struggles, he talks about his emotions and his struggles rather than keeping them hidden. He makes the most of his second chance. Now, Drew takes responsibility for himself and his actions. He doesn't blame others for his choices. For example, when his parents asked him what they could have done to stop him from killing himself, he said nothing. It was my responsibility, not yours. When they asked how they could have missed the sign so easily, he said, "Because I worked really hard to hide my sadness." Marcus Aurelius said, "Accept the things to which fate binds you and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." It's taken months of steady work for Drew to recover, and there are good days and bad days, but he's grateful for all of them. And what was amazing to me is to see how once Drew's perspective on himself and his life changed, how he was much better able to handle the circumstances of his life. In fact, in many ways, his life should have been harder than it was before. He lost his right eye to the bullet that had entered his head. He has scars on his face from his many surgeries. And for some, such challenges and pain would simply weigh them down and possibly make them withdraw from others even further. But Drew found that by opening up and being vulnerable and asking for help, he was able to build a strong network of support. And this vulnerability and this willingness to ask for help has helped members of his family to open up and share their own struggles of things that they were ashamed to admit and also to seek help. His relationships with his family and his girlfriend are closer than they've ever been. And to him, every day is a good day to be alive. Now, when Drew talks about his experience, he doesn't glorify what happened. He simply recognizes that he learned from it. He embraces his fate. "I was supposed to go through this," he said. "I'm supposed to help people get through the battles that don't seem winnable. It was completely supposed to happen. There's no other answer. It doesn't make sense. It was supposed to happen. I'm free now. I shot myself, but I killed my ego." Marcus Aurelius said, "Little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself and your way of thinking." Now, in the last episode, I talked a lot about being responsible for our own actions, emotions, and choices. And we do this by making active choices in our lives. We may not like our options, we may not have many options, but we always have the ability to make a choice. And when we can recognize this and actively choose, we are taking control of our lives. If we don't actively choose, then we are simply reacting to life. We might be allowing ourselves to be acted upon, and we are letting ourselves become victims. Once Drew changed his perspective, he saw the things that he had control over, and he took control of them. He makes a choice each day to be honest with himself and those around him. He chooses not to feel shame or to hide what happened, but instead shares a story in the hope that it can help others who are struggling. He tells himself and others that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, that it's okay to not be okay. Now, most of us will never have to experience something like what Drew went through, but we can learn that how we view ourselves and the challenges in our lives is far more important than the actual circumstances. We can also recognize that when we are struggling, we can reach out for help and support. Not everyone that attempts suicide are as lucky as Drew, and sometimes things can feel so painful and overwhelming that suicide feels like the only way out. If you are struggling, please know that there are people everywhere who are willing to help and support you. You can reach out to friends or family that you trust, or if you want, you can call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's anonymous, but there are people there who are willing to help you get the help that you need. I've included the Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number and website address in the show notes. I've also included a link to the ESPN article that talks about Drew Johnson and his remarkable story. And that's the end of today's episode. As always, be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.
Hey, friends. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.